from a base Nibba on YouTube that the Aryan Brotherhood, they do 10 sets of 88 burpees.
88 burpees. 88 burpees.
Is that true?
They do a lot more. Not 88. Well, yeah, sometimes they do. There was one. It depends which dorm you are and how like regulated it is. You know, like if you go into like some real. I was in a few different dorms and stuff. So, you know, some of them have a really good routine. Other ones, like guys are kind of just laying back. But one of my other buddies that was locked up, one of the other Ram guys, he was telling me they did these things called Thor's Hammers, and it was 1,000 burpees.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, yeah. They would do 1,000 burpees out there. Yeah. Yeah, no, guys really go crazy. Like, I mean, to do 500 push-ups is that's the dorm that I was in. That was kind of the routine. I was with a guy from the Hells. It was one Hells Angel guy, and then it was like some other guy. And yeah, we do a routine like 500 push-ups, and then yeah, burpees, all this stuff like this. Yeah, pretty gnarly workout routines, you know.
Well, I'm glad they're healthy. Those guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. If the mess doesn't get in the way, I don't know.
That's the thing. If it's not for the drugs, then, you know, but
I'm prejudiced.
When white people go to prison, they read and work out. That is the one good thing. I think a lot of guys, you know, when they do go in there, you have a lot of time to just educate yourself and focus on fitness. And I think sometimes some guys need that to get their thoughts straight.
Yeah, we've had a few members that speak highly of going to prison. Like, they had a few months where they got to sit, and what it did for them is like tuning out from all of this fucking fast-paced, short clips news cycle that we're all in. Like, their ADHD levels went down when they just spent a few months doing nothing but reading and, you know, walking around the little rest area that they had, and then working out in the cell and stuff.
Yeah.